It's in the playlist. It's called Intro for a Scott Ridge podcast.
Intro.
It's pretty generic.
Intro. Todd. Music.
Dot wave. M file. MP file.
MP 5.
Dot MIDI.
I've invented a whole new form of dot MIDI.
Dot AI. Not AI.
It's a vector-based music file.
Yes. It doesn't get distorted as long as you stretch it out.
Oh, I moved the bezels. Now my song sucks.
The stroke is too high.
Oh, no.
Ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for sticking around for the most popular podcast in De Pere, Wisconsin. Scott, where's your podcast? Woo! Scott, come on. Tell the band.
Yay! Hey, people, welcome to the Sky Ridge podcast. Hey, you three over there, what's up?
Not a lot.
Good? That's cool. And then you two over there, how are you doing? Yay!
Woo!
All right, you know what, Mike? Welcome to the Scott Ridge Podcast. Podcast is recorded in the Green Room Lounge in Deep River, Wisconsin, live in front of all five of these people.
They don't tonight. Know. Online, they don't know.
I already did. I already told them.
Son of a bitch.
I told it. Hey, so usually we just talk about stuff. I somehow ruined the...
Today we'll talk about things.
Today. Normally we talk about topics. Tonight we talk about headers.
What a twist!
And footers. Normally...
These people are sitting like behind me. That's really
I know.
No, it's fine with me, but...
We're really big fans of shoulders and the backs of scalps, you know.
But this show doesn't have much movement, so this is
That's true.
They could close their eyes and get the full iTunes experience, really.
It's true. And except...
Do it now, I dare you.
And then
oldest quality.
We could walk around and then touch them too. I mean, like in the shoulders and
we
stuff.
We can do that regardless of.
Nobody is stopping us.
That's true. Normally to my left is John Egan, but tonight it's Tony Mayer.
Hey.
And then to my right is Mike Esserkan, who
as normal,
as per usual. I just realized I'm very unprofessional tonight. I'm chewing gum and I'm wearing shorts
tonight. Tonight Scott is very unprofessional.
I spit it out.
As opposed to the 20-some episodes before this where you were the model of professionalism.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at professional.
Where it was all suit and tie and decibel meters. And this podcast will remain on topic.
Have these folks been here before?
I don't know. Have you? He has. He's excited.
Yeah.
He has.
Did you come for this show? Because you got here late for the stand-up show, so... Yeah, okay.
All right. We have a hardcore group of fans.
Yes!
And then these people don't look familiar at all, so I'm assuming you never came here before? They're shaking their heads, no.
That's cool. Whatever.
I do like how they're out of eyesight, especially because Mike is in front of me, next to me. I can't talk. Jelly beans. Jelly beans?
Jelly beans.
Can we talk about jelly beans?
Let's talk about jelly beans.
Okay.
Have you explained the podcast to them, though?
What do you want? You explain it. I don't know what you ever want me to do.
It's called Scott Ruins the Podcast. Scott Ruins your podcast? But it's his podcast.
But it's their ears. I'm ruining.
So you're ruining your own podcast. And basically it's just Scott talking about something and then forcing us to talk about that thing.
It's really
and then ruining it.
It's really sort of a character examination of Scott, episode to episode.
I know. Every time I talk, John finds something else that I am broken about. But
well, in his defense, it's pretty easy to find things about you that are weird.
Why?
You tell us. I don't know.
Are you saying jelly beans are weird? Do you like jelly beans, Mike?
I enjoy a jelly bean.
Yes. Mike. Not you. Tony. Jesus.
Tony, yeah.
Tony.
Hi, I'm Tony Katane.
Okay.
80s heartbreak sensation.
Is that... What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Okay. Question. Since there's these women in the room, women love chocolate, right?
Right, ladies? They go crazy for the chocolate.
They like chocolate, right?
They can't say anything because their mouths are full of chocolate right now.
But, okay. But here's my theory. Girls love chocolate,
yes.
Like much more than guys. Guys, like, do you like chocolate sometimes?
I like a chocolate,
Sometimes
every
a chocolate is happening.
Yeah, this has nothing to do with jelly beans.
Hold on, I'm trying to figure out the male version of the chocolate.
Got it, okay.
What is the candy that men eat more than women?
That men eat more than women.
In general, like, because I know for a fact my uncles, my dad, and myself, we just go crazy at Easter for all the jelly beans. And then what I no, are you you like them?
No, oh, I enjoy a jelly bean. I'm the wrong person to have on the podcast to ask because I'm a person with a terrible sugar habit.
Yeah.
So all candy is basically my favorite candy.
That's true.
Part of the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what I did was for Easter this year, mm-hmm. as soon as Easter was over, I drove to Walmart to buy jelly beans, and it wasn't even like Easter Day; it was like Saturday. So I went there to buy them just because, not because I get them on clearance, but just because I wanted to get them before they were on clearance. And then we went like 2 days later, and then I bought even more.
Well, you wanted to buy them at full price?
I wanted to make sure I got my Jolly Ranchers or my Sweet Tarts or my Starburst jelly beans.
Because the reputation of clearance jelly beans.
Wait, did you think they're going to run out?
Yes. They did run out.
They will never run out of jelly beans.
Nobody
they
did can run out of jelly beans.
They have a jelly bean machine that flicked on for a second, you have a billion jelly beans.
And then the jelly beans they don't sell, they just put back in a warehouse and sell them next year.
Yeah. But then that means I have to wait a whole year. I go through a jelly bean bag a day.
You could get you live in a world where you could get whatever jelly bean you wanted within 24 hours.
Jelly beans are not a scarce commodity. Yeah. There's no enforced
scarcity. There's a jelly bean shortage
on jelly beans.
The jelly bean famine of 2015.
But
let's talk
but what?
But what?
You wanted to like refute that? Be like,
no.
Well, what if suddenly they were
okay,
jelly beans?
If what if one day the jelly beans were gone?
Yeah, but well, you go to the jelly bean store or just go to the grocery store right now. Yeah.
The jelly bean store.
Yeah. There should be a jelly bean store.
There should be one.
Hey, okay. Welcome to the jelly bean store. You want a jelly bean with that?
Yes, I would like all the jelly beans and cheaper too.
Oh, I'm sorry. The jelly bean store has gone out of business. Somebody bought all the jelly
beans. There are no more jelly beans. I'm sorry.
I guess we got to burn the store down.
But okay. But then, okay. Wait. Oh, God. I'm repeating. Okay. So you go to the store and you go to the grocery aisle and I look for jelly beans all year round, but I never see them. The grocery aisle store.
Yeah.
But you're okay.
Shopping in the wrong place for jelly beans?
Where do you buy your jelly beans then? In, not March. July. Where do you buy your jelly beans? Because all I see are sparklers.
Two things. One, probably to the jelly bean store. But two, I don't crave jelly beans. When jelly beans are around, I'll eat them. But I don't, like, crave a jelly bean.
Jelly beans are my McRib. I can't, like, when they come around, like, it's the
but
time.
Yeah, but is it because the McRib is good because it's
no, it's not good, though.
But it,
I think you think jelly beans are better than they actually are because you perceive them to be scarce.
Do you think
because
so?
I think so, because...
Yeah. If they were always available, then you would... Then,
then how come I hate candy canes? John, not Tom. Oh, shit.
It's going to be easier if you call him John.
It is... John.
No, I don't know, Scott. Yeah.
That wasn't a very good impression.
No, it's not. I've done better, John.
He would berate me more. But
you're dumb.
Okay. Okay, jelly. Okay. My brain is all broken. What is this?
Now.
Oh, it's for him.
I'm going through it. We have a new, at the Green Room Lounge, for the people who listen in the podcast, we have a new spring menu.
I'm not done with jelly beans yet.
This is a commercial.
Okay.
Continue on with jelly beans in a second. We have a new spring menu of drinks, and I'm working my way through them because I was not able to come to the bartending meeting where we discussed the new drinks. So I'm on my fourth one. What is this one called, Lori?
That's the Granada.
Granada?
Granada.
Granada.
I remember this one in the mid-80s when Ronald Reagan invaded it. It was delicious then. It should be delicious now.
What are your feelings on branded jelly beans, Scott? Because now they've got Starburst jelly beans.
Yes.
There are the Nerds jelly beans.
Yes. There's Sweet Tarts. There's Jolly Rancher. There's Lifesaver. There's Warheads. There's, all sorts of them I like. Here's my issue, though.
Okay.
You buy a bag of Starburst jelly beans. Shut up.
Continue.
You buy a bag of Starburst jelly beans, and they have grape in there. Oh, I think he was excited. Oh, you're on the grape jelly beans.
His cell phone.
Yeah, okay. He throws fireballs whenever he gets a text.
Oh, I'm surprised you know him.
Oh,
don't be surprised.
Hadouken! Oh, I guess I got a date tonight.
He's a fan.
Yeah, Street Fighter 2 Turbo, the Pizza Hut arcade machine. It was always great playing Dalsim because you just punch everybody across the screen and they're like, stop it. No, I won't.
You're the kid that made me hate quarters. I'd be like, I want to play as Blanca because he's green and different. And then, dead.
No, but Blanca was great because you could just bite people and go and shock him. Just like, chew, chew.
Yeah, but I would only like make it to like the second round and then I'd get killed.
Well, that's because...
I'm not good at games, John.
I'm not good at games either,
Tony.
Mike.
Fuck.
I wanted to be noted that the sidetrack was had nothing to do with us this time. It was a ringtone sidetracked you.
Yeah,
but so other times you blame us for sidetracking you. I think any shiny thing will sidetrack you.
Anything related to video games will, John. Mike. God damn it! I can't. I'm just going to call everybody John now. Okay. Anyways, what's your favorite jelly bean? I want to get the bottom of this.
My favorite jelly bean
flavor.
Favorite jelly bean flavor is actually the black jelly beans.
Okay, you like licorice?
I didn't used to, and now I'm more on an anise kick. Like I like Good and Plenty now, which is a candy I used to hate many years ago. But I found out that they're the perfect movie candy because you eat them slower than anything else, and they last you through the whole film.
Why do you eat them slower?
Because they're not
as good.
Because they're not good.
They're good, but they're not like. Fruit flavors in my face, five at a time.
That's why jujubes or juju fruit. No, sorry, but
racist.
Juju fruits.
Or the black jelly beans. I hear they're good for. No, that's licorice. No.
Well, it is
it's the same thing. Same black jelly bean is licorice.
Oh,
just
what's it good for? Tell us.
I hear they're good for disguising your breath.
Like vodka breath.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
You're an alcoholic. Yeah.
That explains why a lot of dads eat like licorice, black licorice jelly beans.
Because that was like the '50s. They were like, oh, dad will eat the black jelly beans. Well, dad was like three sheets of the wind and needed to cover up the. Yeah.
Happy Easter, little Mikey. You're a real good.
I bought you a gun for Easter.
For Easter?
Yeah.
Here, it's your Easter gun. I want you to shoot that rabbit, steal his jelly beans. Your mom could tell.
Okay. Mike, what's your favorite jelly bean flavor?
Well, first I have a quick jelly bean story.
Okay.
All right, so between here and Chicago, down about, I don't know, between here and Chicago, there's the Jelly Belly factory, and they like tours.
It's like in New Holstein? No, that's not right.
No, it's further south than that. But either way. Either way, there's a big sign saying, come tour the Jelly Belly factory.
Yeah.
I've driven by that for years, and then at one point, I was like, hey, I got some time. I'm going to go see that tour.
Uh-huh.
Going to go see the beans.
I want to go see the beans being made. It's not a tour of the factory. It's a tour of the warehouse where they store the beans.
Yeah.
And they drive along and you stop at these points where they have TVs set up and they play video footage of the factory.
Mm-hmm.
And say, here's how they make jelly beans. And then they drive you around. So on one side of you, there's blank walls. And then all of a sudden, a little setup of some TVs. And on the other side of you is just rows and rows of stacks of cardboard boxes of jelly beans. But that's it. That's all it is. And at one point,
you can't have.
At one point, and the one thing I wanted to learn was how they put the little
the name on
the thing. So we're driving around, and at one point they stop, and they have the set, like the machine that spins the jelly beans around to coat them with whatever. But there's no jelly beans in it, and it automatically turns on and spins around to show you a thing spinning. And as we're going through this whole thing, I leaned over to my friend and said, this sucks. This absolutely sucks. This is the worst tour I've ever fucking been on. There's nothing going on. And after I said that, the tour guide said, and that's how we put the words on it. I went, oh, fuck. The one thing I wanted to know, I missed. And then it tours you back around and drops you off the gift shop where you get a little shitty pack of jelly beans, and then you can buy them anymore.
But you could buy the belly bottoms.
Whatever. I don't care.
I feel like there were the world's smallest quotation marks on that factory tour sign. If you got really close, you could see somebody had taken a Sharpie and just going, factory tour.
Just
to avoid
legal. If anyone wants to go to a bigger trip in Pennsylvania, Hershey, Pennsylvania, where they have, it's the same thing. Like, you're like, oh, let's go to the Hershey factory. And then you just watch TVs of like, they call them kisses because it looked like the machine was kissing the thing. And you're like, oh, cool. And then you walk around and you can buy all this candy and there's a guy dressed up as a Twizzlers. And then it's like
So it's a shitty thing. But I don't, and I kind of want the candy tours to be like Willy Wonka. But I know it's not going to be that. But it's surely not going to be just driving a cart around the warehouse.
Watching television.
Watching TVs. Oh, so bad. Angry. I'm still angry about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, to answer your question, I enjoy get around either the large ones are white, they're vanilla flavored. I enjoy the vanilla flavored ones, or a lemon. Vanilla or lemon.
Yeah. I've always been a grape person. I love grape flavored things.
Artificial grape flavoring is one of the best contributions.
It is.
Yeah. Made. What is that flavor though? It's not grape.
No.
It's artificial grape.
But here's the problem I have. Starburst jelly beans has a grape flavor.
There is no grape
Lifesaver, exactly. Lifesaver has a grape flavor.
There's no grape Lifesaver.
Yes, and those are the two best flavors in both those bags, and they don't have fucking real ones. I want to have a grape Starburst. Could you imagine how great that would be?
That would be amazing.
Those fucking assholes.
Have you ever had, I've just discovered that these exist. It's a candy called Hi-Chew.
Yes, it's amazing.
Hi-Chew is brilliant, and there is a grape Hi-Chew.
Yes.
So that makes me happy.
It's a, I think Japanese candy?
Yes, it is.
But it's like a, I don't even know, it's almost like a gummy fruit chew. Not gummy. I don't know.
No, I read about Hi-Chew, and apparently it was developed in Japan because the Japanese don't believe in taking food out of your mouth uneaten or undigested. So the very concept of gum doesn't work. I don't know if this is true. I read it on Wikipedia. Your mileage may vary. But so he developed this so they can get the chewing gum consistency in a candy that they could eat and that therefore not offend people.
That makes sense because it is, it's like a...
It's like chewing gum?
Kind of, but
it's
not
really.
It's
got that texture.
Yeah, it's got its release. It's good. Huh. Anyways, that's what I wanted to do about jelly beans. I'm just mad that Starburst is the best one and it doesn't have a fucking great real Starburst.
Let's get mad at Starburst.
Because it says original flavors. There's only four flavors of original and they have like six in the bag. There's no green apple Starburst. There's no grape.
Oh, there's not.
You know what, just the
you know
four.
What our, you know what our town needs? And there's an opening right next door as well, a little building. I've also this a candy store. I want to open like a whimsical candy store.
They have Sergi's chocolates.
Yep, they sell fucking chocolate there. Yeah. I want a whimsical candy store that sells all sorts of candy. You'll go over to the Sergi's and ask for a jelly bean, they're going to say, get out.
Sergi's
because it's not Easter anymore.
Yeah, right. We would have a candy store that would sell jelly beans all year round, Scott. I decided for it. It would be called the Candy Bar. And at night, it would become a bar.
Oh, I get it. Like candy bar.
Yeah.
That's a good...
But then during the day, it would be a whimsical candy palace with fun music playing in the background, and the people would dress up in top hats and such.
See, I think the problem
the
is...
The workers there, not the customers.
Oh.
No, I think you should demand the customers wear top
hats. It's like a jacket and tie thing, but a top hat.
Sir, I do not believe you are properly dressed for the candy bar.
Well, then you have
to... Be on your way.
No, you have a loner top hat.
Yeah, yes, and one man is already using it, so like, be on your way.
Like country clubs where they're like, oh, you had to wear this, the coat.
No, that would be cool. Like we'd have like 10 top hats at the front door, and like you just have to wear a top hat during the...
That's fair.
It's probably a lice problem, but...
See, I think that the problem is Green Bay's not big enough to have a, what are they called? Tourist trap type stores.
It wouldn't be a tourist trap, it would be a legitimate business.
I know, but like if you go to Wisconsin Dells or Door County, there's at least 17 different like places where they sell the best fudge in Door County or the best fudge in Wisconsin Dells, and there's like seven of them, and they also have like, they have 10-foot tall things where you eat pixie sticks out of it, and there's jelly beans, and then they have all the candy from your kids.
That would still go over here. I'm sick of the excuse that this town is too small for things. We can gather a crowd. They're not even watching the show and they're here.
Yeah.
They're over there having their own podcast.
But they're moderately paying attention.
Moderately.
Enough to start the theme for Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego.
What do you mean?
I'm sorry. That guy's was pretty much the rockapella. I'm not going to.
No, we're not going to join.
No, I'm not going to commit to it.
Is that...
Not with that reaction.
Sergeant Slaughter? No.
Yes, Sergeant Slaughter's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Is that her name? I don't remember. It's something B.F. Skinner? No.
Skinner.
He had the birds. Whatever was her name? What was her name?
I don't know her name.
B.G.
Eve Hutton.
B.F. Hutton. It had some sort of letters in it. Shut up. Don't. I know every name does. fuck it. Whatever.
Whatever.
You know what I think is funny? When you ever look up porn on Google, you know how Google autocorrects? And it almost feels like Google's like, no, you mean this? It's like, no, like they just started autocorrect, but you're like obviously typing like hand job. Like, oh, hand jag? No. Hand Joe cup of coffee? No. And like, fuck it, we give up. You know you're typing.
Is really what happens to you on Google? Because I'm pretty sure enough people look up hand job on the internet that hand job is the first thing that comes up when you
type
hand.
It's not. It's not.
Because it ought to be, if we're being truthful.
Hand jag?
Yeah.
Hand jag?
Hand jive?
Hand jive, maybe.
Yeah. They're like, they always, it feels like Google is trying to still be professional. Like, we're going to autocorrect you so you don't make it look weird.
That seems like a waste of time.
Yeah. Auto Google correct porn. Goodbye.
Goodbye, topic.
All right, I cross off jelly beans. We're done with that one. Okay.
We are so...
Since, whoa, we lost a third of our crowd. Oh, shit. Here comes another.
And they each keep checking their phone. It's, yeah, like, they keep checking their phone like oh, and I think they might be doctors.
They Scott, might be.
Scott ruins your podcast. Not as addictive as cigarettes.
Okay, you know what? Actually, there's one girl in here.
Yeah.
And I want to ask them questions, but she'll... I mean, you'll do just fine.
You
but
must, I wanna, must represent all of your...
You must represent all women.
Your kind.
All women.
Your kind.
Okay.
It's, womankind.
It's no more than we ask of you every day.
Would you be offended if I referred to you as pizza?
Yes.
God damn it, that's my problem. Okay,
what? To women as pizza?
No, because...
You're going to have to clarify that.
Well, I love pizza.
Oh,
no.
Pizza face,
shit.
Acne face.
It wasn't an acne face thing. I know because I'm obviously a man who likes food, and pizza is one of my favorite foods. Now, I've had friends who say that I am picky when it comes to girls, but I can't decide. Let's say you go to a pizza buffet, and there's 12 pizzas laid out in front of you. You can't just go and say, I'm only going to eat this one pizza, right? Does this make any sense so far, Mike?
It's making an amount of sense, yes.
Okay.
I'm wrapping my head around your concept. Continue.
Okay. Okay, so there's pizza. There's pizza.
But the question, I mean, it's flawed already because you're going to the pizza buffet. There's not a woman buffet.
Correct. Correct. And they say, hey, Scott, do you like this girl? I'm like, yes, I like this girl. I will eat the pizza. But if they said, hey, Scott, I want you to build your perfect pizza, yeah. I'd say, I don't know. I can't just pick one specific pizza that I want. But if you give me a pizza, I will eat it. Do you get it, Mike? Is this making more sense?
It never didn't make sense. I just
do you I no, but
the premise is fairly ludicrous.
What do you mean?
It's difficult to compare pizza or people to food.
No, it's not. I just did it.
Well, to legitimately do it, I don't know. It's,
yeah.
Because you look at pizza and you know what pizza tastes like. The more accurate statement was if you were a person who had no idea what pizza tasted like and you went to the Pizza Ranch buffet and you were like, I am scared of all these pizzas because I have no idea what bringing them into my life will mean for me as a person.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, I get it.
Kind of, but also, I mean, pizza is a transitory thing. You know, a pizza by nature will be gone. You can have another one without any social ramifications from that. You can have a piece. You could try a new pizza. Oh, I'm going to try another one. You can't just try a new woman.
That's okay. Well, that's not what I was going for, Mike.
Well you can.
What were you going?
You can try a new pizza, but you can't expect to have that first pizza you had in your life for the rest of your life if you're continuously going around eating other pizza.
That was deep.
That's true.
Deep dish. Oh,
deep
shit.
Dish.
Deep dish philosophy.
You can't have that pizza the rest of your life, no matter what, because that pizza's gone once you've eaten it.
Yes,
that's true.
But you know you have you know what you like, but at the same time, it's. Like, okay, this is what I'm trying to get my wrap. This is what I'm going to try to explain this so you can wrap your head around it. If that, you want to wrap it? Okay.
So don't want to wrap it.
Okay, my idea
is a flawed concept.
Because I have friends who say that I'm picky when it comes to girls, right?
Yes.
And, but I'm not. I look at girls the same way I look at pizza is what I'm saying. If you give me pizza, I like it. There's a few pizzas I don't like. But other than that, you say, oh, do you like her? Yes, I like her. I'll date her. But the thing is, I can't have all the pizza. Otherwise, I'll get full. See, I'm not picky. God damn it. I wish my...
The metaphor keeps switching between pizza and women, so I don't know what things mean. How would you be full of women? Would there just be too many women?
No.
Are you eating the women?
No. Like,
are you sure they're women?
I don't know.
Otherwise,
what is in the metaphor? Okay, pizza is women.
Yes.
What is the action of eating the pizza? Dating a woman?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, but that's where it falls apart because once you eat the pizza, it's gone. Whereas you could date a pizza again, woman.
Wait, I don't. You're confusing me.
I'm confusing
yes.
you.
Oh, we're the ones okay. adding confusion to this scenario.
No, oh God. Okay,
what you're saying? I don't know. What you're saying is there's lots of fish in the pizza.
No, I'm. Okay. I'm not saying once you eat the pizza, it's gone. It's that that's the pizza you're going to only eat for the rest of your life. Or whatever, yeah. Or until the pizza breaks up with you, yeah. Or your friend starts eating that pizza,
or unless you and the pizza have worked out some sort of mutual arrangement,
or
another story,
or if you find out you're lactose intolerant and you can't eat that pizza.
But
anymore.
I'm covered in mozzarella cheese. Whatever shall we do?
What I'm saying is,
we've got some mozzarella sticks on the side. I mean, that sort of thing.
That's dicks, Mike.
Yeah. What if you want some mozzarella sticks on the side?
I thought that was obvious.
Actually, I think breadsticks would be. No, there's only like one breadstick, and then you just dip it in.
Breadsticks are lesbians. Mozzarella sticks are...
No! No, see, here's the thing. The pizza...
You mean they'll bring me an endless supply of lesbians to my table as long as I'm there?
Yep. Just keep bringing them
I like this restaurant.
I don't know.
I've never been here before, but I like it.
I don't know if I want an endless supply of lesbians.
Well, too bad.
I think after a while, it's too many lesbians. I'm going to, like, after two. It's too many lesbians.
I want to sit down with these breadsticks and talk about feminist theory.
I do not.
Well, you're lost.
That is not on my list of things I want to do.
No.
Talk to lesbians about feminist theory.
You know what? This is what I'm saying. Like, you get a pizza and you get a girl, right? The toppings make it look different from other pizzas. So that means that it's the looks. The pizzas come in different sizes. They come in different styles. Like, that's... Whatever you the spices make them taste different, so that means that their personality is different. Every pizza is different, Michael.
Yeah, I get the idea. I'm not on board with your.
I'm saying breadsticks. Well, it's just a breadstick.
I don't want to be on board with your metaphor. I don't like it.
Why don't you like it?
I don't like the idea. It doesn't make sense to me.
What food do you want to replace it for?
I don't want to replace food with women at all.
Your metaphor is, and I regret saying it before I've even said it, half baked.
Oh.
Ah.
But then they're doughy, though. Wait, that's
fuck you. Also, I think I like more pizzas than I like women. So,
that's sad. What?
I think there are more variety of pizzas than variety of women that I like.
Not me.
Okay.
I think the problem is I get more indigestion from women than pizza. Does that make sense, Mike? Do you understand the metaphor?
I understand the metaphor. Can we move on?
Fine.
Oh, that was exhausting.
That hurt me a little.
That hurt
made
you?
Me hungry. It hurt me and it made me.
The motorcyclists are leaving.
No.
The motorcyclists.
Okay,
goodbye, Hells Angels.
I think.
Hey, today is a spring. This is unrelated to whatever you're going to talk about.
Oh, okay.
I got my scooter out and running today.
I saw it out in the parking lot. Yeah.
Driving out. I'm excited.
Yeah.
It's the first day I got it out today. Today was a very good day for me.
Was it?
Yeah.
What happened today?
I got my scooter working. It was the battery is dead, so I had to I've never replaced a battery in a scooter before. It's a whole chemistry equation to do that. You got to buy a little battery, got to fill it with water, got to charge it. It's weird. So I got that going today. Yeah,
okay.
No, I did the same thing. The Star Wars trailer came out today. That made today a very exciting day.
I actually wrote that right here. Trailers.
Yeah.
I want to talk about trailers.
Okay, let's talk about trailers.
Let's talk about trailers.
I hate them.
I love trailers.
Okay. For instance, the Star Wars trailer. Okay, the Star Wars trailer came out today, right?
I love a well done trailer. Let me be fair. I don't like trailers that give away too much of the movie.
Yes, yeah. But for instance, the trailer for Star Wars that came out today, which comes out in 8 months,
yeah,
almost enough time to make a baby.
You could make a premature baby.
Yeah, but
why did you birth me so soon? Okay. Well, you see, Star Wars 7 was coming out. You're a terrible parent.
Shut up, Luke. Go back to your room.
My name is Devin.
No, it's Luke.
I changed it.
It'll always be Luke.
Okay, but the thing is, yesterday I knew a Star Wars movie was coming out at the end of the year.
Yes.
I don't know what it's about. Today, I watched the trailer. Now I know that a Star Wars movie is coming out at the end of the year. I know nothing more except that I know I knew Han Solo and Chewie were in it.
It re-pumped you up.
It didn't pump me up.
Oh, well, I got pumped up for it. I got excited for it.
Okay.
Yeah. And it assured you, like, this is going to... Oh, this looks like it's going to be good. First you're like, oh, it's going to be good. But they only showed a little bit. Then they showed more. And like, oh, this looks like it could be really good.
Mm-hmm. You're
more excited about it.
But you do.
I think they know what they're doing with trailers. It's a $1 billion industry. They're not just going, boy, I hope they like my little thing I put together, my little clip show.
The Star Wars trailers have been riding this line of barely giving you anything. Like they give you a little bit of visual and a little bit of sense of what the movie's going to be about, but they don't seem to be saying all that much. And I haven't seen the new Star Wars trailer
yet. You haven't seen it yet?
No, I haven't. I was at work.
Here, let me explain this to you.
Okay.
You see sand. And then you see some spaceships flying around, yeah, shooting each other. Yeah. Then you see a girl who's like, I don't know who this girl is, but it's a girl. You see this guy. He's like, I took my mask off. I'm a guy. And then you see him later. I need help getting standing up. I'm a guy. And then you hear like Luke saying, oh, my dad was a Star War. I'm a Star War. And you're a Star War too. And then Chewie and Chewbacca and Han Solo are like, it's good to be back. Yeah. And then it's like, Christmas. Yeah. That's all that fucking happens. Yeah. Nothing happens.
If you could describe any trailer that way, if you describe it shitty like that,
or no,
be like, oh, and then this guy did this thing, and then another thing happened. I mean, you sold it like it was shitty.
Well, the
pre-decided for Tony.
There's the shitty flip side of the trailer too. Whereas the trailer that gives so much away, I don't feel the need to watch the movie anymore. Case in point, Terminator Genesis, which is coming out now. The new Terminator movie, basically they gave away the big giant plot twist in the trailer they brought out two days ago.
I didn't even know.
Oh, John Connor's the bad guy.
He always has been, right?
No!
Oh.
The whole point was that he was trying to save humanity. But now he's the bad guy and he's part robot.
Hmm. That's weird.
Yep.
Too bad, because I watched the trailer without the sound and I didn't get that plot twist.
Oh, from him looking through his hand and seeing all the metal going...
I didn't recognize him as John Connor. I mean, lots of shit was happening.
Okay, but
right. Is he John Connor from when?
From the future.
Yeah, I know, but which actor are doing John Connor?
New actor.
There was a John Connor...
What the fuck?
I wouldn't know that.
No.
Yeah, why didn't they use it? They use the same Arnold.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
The guy from the 80s.
They use the same Arnold because they can't get around it being Arnold. They didn't bring back Michael Biehn as Kyle Reese because he's all old and grizzly, and they're like, we don't.
Yeah, but okay. So it was the first time John Connor existed. It was the kid from American History X.
Yeah, it was Edward Furlong.
And
yeah.
Then the next time they had John Connor, it was the guy from Carnival and Sin City.
Yeah, because Edward Furlong had a raging drug problem.
Okay, yep. And then the next movie it was Kurt Cobain. No, what?
Kurt Cobain. Yep.
Yeah, it was Christian Bale.
Christian Bale.
Oh, you! Oh, good for you!
Yes, that came up today too.
I didn't see that one.
Don't you touch my lights? How'd you? La di da di da.
It's okay. It's okay. Movie. None of them have really been good since two. But anyways,
two wasn't even that good. But yeah, we drove them off. Thank you.
So, anyways.
We're gonna go make out!
Are you? No, she's not into it. Sorry, guy. I didn't mean to break the news that early.
This really is just for us now. Like it really is. Been.
Goodbye, pizza.
Time to plug dicks out.
Goodbye, pizza.
Time to pull our mozzarella sticks out.
Anyways, what I was gonna say was, you didn't have to hit the stool that hard.
With my dick?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But the thing that pisses me off so much is.
I'm sorry, I spilled your drink with my dick.
This is how far trailers are going now.
Yep.
Batman versus Superman.
Oh, that 15 seconds.
It's a teaser.
Yeah.
For the trailer.
Yeah.
That you have to get tickets to, in limited release in IMAX.
Fuck okay. That.
So it comes out on Monday.
Yeah, you don't have to.
No.
But that's the fucking.
And I don't want to. Okay, then it's not for you.
I really don't give a shit about Batman.
No, if there's money to be made, yeah, they'll make the money, and God bless them. So what? I mean, what are you mad about?
Paul Reiser.
You're mad about Paul Reiser?
That's a mad about you reference.
Yeah, okay,
I had to.
I'm enjoying myself even more now that they've all left.
Yeah.
This is the first podcast that no one has stayed for.
Holy shit. Lori, is Lori there? Okay, Lori's still here.
Okay, good.
The person we're paying to stay here. Yeah, she's
perfect.
Still here. Are you checking texts now?
Someone texted me. Who's Lauren?
Hey, Scott, how's the show going?
Hey, hold on, let me check. Send you a Snapchat picture of all the audience. Let me take 18 pictures first.
No, you do a sweep. You do a panorama.
Panorama.
Giant crowd.
Well... I was going to say before, now it's time to the show where we
interact with the audience.
Where we interact with the audience.
Hey!
Maybe we should put that part earlier in the show.
When
Randy left. God damn it.
Randy didn't even start here. Is Randy still here?
Randy left.
Fuck! Randy! Fuck you, Randy.
If we can't
No,
keep,
actually, I'm happy about that.
If we can't keep What's the on? Attention of a 62-year-old muttering... Drunken
$2
madman.
Okay. Here's the thing about Randy though is I think someday he's either going to like blow up a building or become our leader. That is like, there's two things about it.
Either day, I will probably die.
Yes. He's like, I'm taking your water. Like, no, Randy, our water. He's like, no, I'm taking the water. We're taking it with me.
Yeah.
Or he's going to just burn down a fire hydrant. Or any...
burn down a fire hydrant.
In my mind, I saw a fire hydrant. No, stop it! In my mind, I saw... I
was Randy there with a box of matches. One of these days, it's going to catch.
No, in my mind, I was going to say post office, and then I saw the fire department coming and hooking up the fire hose, and then I said fire hydrant. One time, I mistook a fire hydrant for a kid. I'm not going
to
lie.
Did you try to find its mother?
No, I was driving past, like, look at that kid with the cone on his head. It was a fire hydrant.
So
red.
Just a couple seconds. I mean, it wasn't like a...
Yeah,
I'm
but...
I'm a little red two-foot child.
Yeah.
Tiny little arm.
I was gonna say, this is the part where we share secrets.
Scott's, to whom?
I know. Lori's sitting there.
Or with each other.
We could share with Lori. You guys are matching. You both have purple shirts on. Yeah. And jeans.
Purple's a good color.
Yeah, I have a dumb blue. And Mike has a stupid gray shirt.
This is my new shirt. I'm so happy about this shirt.
I feel it.
Yeah, it's
That's
nice.
Pretty soft.
No, this is from joined this online clothing thing.
Oh,
they mail me clothes.
Which one is it?
The 554 Club or whatever. This is the first one, and I love it.
5-4 does not sponsor or endorse Scott Ruins Your Podcast.
But we totally take their money.
Yeah, for I would it. Take your money.
Yeah, we take them.
5-4. Wow, that 5-4 must be. The reason they probably call themselves 5-4 is because you get 5 times the quality for 1/4 of the price.
Yes, they must be breaking down the door trying to get that kind of marketing.
I wish this podcast had a sponsor just so I could hear you do their sponsor.
I know, I would do an amazing sponsor. I should just do one. Hey.
You could just randomly
Where, what can I, what
kind was, of... you guys, that's The Daily Show. It's in The Daily Show. For years, Jon Stewart has made fun of Arby's. For no reason, he just starts mocking Arby's. He just hates them. But there's no reason. He often says afterwards, "There's no reason." I'm sure they're fine people. But today he did a Chipotle one. And he like Chipotle, and he said something amazing. And Chipotle, please send us food, please. And so he's like trying to do the reverse, which is very funny. we could just start talking about something.
Yeah, actually,
I was this is a blank.
I was going to mention though, Community season 6 is on Yahoo Screen, and in like I think season 2 or 3, they had episodes where Shirley wanted to start a sandwich shop in the cafeteria on the community campus, but then Subway moved in, and they're like, Subway, damn you, Subway! And they're like, they're just being like this huge conglomerate thing for the college. It's like, oh, stupid Subway, and a guy pretended to be Subway so that they could have the business was run by a student there, and his name was Subway, and they're just like just mocking Subway the whole time. And now that it's on Yahoo Screen, they have ads, and it's Subway, which makes me really confused. Not aroused, but just confused.
Well, yeah, because somebody didn't sign up specifically for that.
I know. It's just, Yahoo Screen, we want some money. Here, take it. And they're like, and then it's funny to me.
No, it is funny. I just didn't laugh.
Oh, so.
Yikes.
What kind of ads do you want to do? Lori, give us a company to do.
Olive Garden.
Olive Garden. Do you ever hate your family and wish you had a better family? Did you know if you come to Olive Garden, you are family? But it's a good kind of family where you give you food like chicken parmesan or the stuffed ravioli full of stuff that we put in the kitchen. Also, breadsticks and grain salad you can get before the meal, and the breadsticks keep coming. Don't ask your waitress for a bill on the breadsticks because they're free.
And lesbians at every table.
Yeah. Also, there's 2 kinds of girls in the menu. A pizza, meat pizza, and a calzone. Stick your dick in that. Is that a good conversation?
Olive Garden. And before you ask, no, we don't take reservations.
But we'll let you call ahead, and then when you get there, you can wait even longer with your buzzer.
Fuck Olive Garden.
We went there on Saturday.
You still go there?
Well, it was a coworker's friend's birthday, and he wanted to go to Olive Garden. He likes Olive Garden. I don't know. He's from Cribbets, I think, so they don't have a lot of stuff up there.
Oh.
But I went there. I'm like, I'm getting the chicken parmesan because that's what I do at Italian restaurants, chicken parmesan.
That's what I do.
That's what I do. This is how I do this business.
Every fucking time, chicken parmesan.
And I fucking, I forgot the point I was going to make. Oh, we called ahead. We're like, hey, we're going to have 5 people for the food meal time. And he's like, all right, cool. It'll be ready in about 30 to 45 minutes. We got there at 40 minutes to, and they're like, all right, cool. You're coming up. Here's a buzzer. We stood outside for another 15 minutes. We waited a fucking hour for the goddamn thing. And then a guy dropped a tray of glasses right next to us. And our waitress was so busy with other tables because there was like a prom, but it looked like some of them were college students. I don't know. The manager of the Olive Garden came over and was like, hi, welcome to Olive Garden. Your waitress is busy, but I'm the manager of the store. And then she's going through and explaining it to us like we've never eaten anything before. And then the guy next to me, it was his birthday, he's like, can I have a Blue Moon? And she says, okay. She shows back up with a pint glass and an orange in it. Because they didn't have it on tap. And they had the bottle. She's like, there you go. And she pours it. She's like, do you know what the orange is for? And I'm like, is this a trick question? Because I'm like, maybe she's going to tell the whole story. Because he ordered the Blue Moon, knowing he likes Blue Moon. And it comes with the orange there, and she goes, you know what the orange is for? And he goes, what? You put it in the beer, and it tastes better. She's like, you put it in the beer, and it tastes better. Oh, that's it. That was her explanation. I was hoping for like a more like, oh, the acids counteract with the yeast. Wheat. A
historical thing. Back in the 1800s.
I feel like she'd show up with the basket of breadsticks and like, let me tell you a little secret. Don't even look for these on your bill. Because guess what? We never charge for them. Never have, never will. Just wanted to let you know.
Now you're going to want to put these in your mouth. Open your mouth first.
Yeah.
And then bite down in a biting motion.
Actually, you bite upwards because your jaw is actually, your skull doesn't move. The bottom jaw, so you bite up into the breadstick. Keep doing that a few times so it doesn't scrape your throat when it goes down.
If your bottom jaw is staying in the same place while your skull is moving, you just might have a condition.
I was going to say, you might be a redneck.
You ever heard of a little thing called mastication? That's what you're about to do.
But I did call waitress's bluff. And it was pretty good, except for I ended up chickening out, because the waitress we eventually got was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, and here's the soup. I'm like, I like minestrone. Give me minestrone. She goes, do you want cheese in your soup? I'm like, yes, please. Just say when. And I said, I'm not gonna. And she fucking cranked it for a minute. The pile of cheese on top of my soup was taller than the whole bowl.
Who gave in this artery clogging game of
chicken? And eventually I was like, all right, all right, that's enough. She's like, okay. And then later when she brought the food back, she's like, do you want some cheese? But we don't have much left. So like the first few spoonfuls of soup, I just was just spoonfuls of Parmesan.
And then slightly damp Parmesan.
Well, I mixed it because the girl there, she's like, that's gross. I'm like, what's gross about it? It was in my beard and everything. It was great.
And then
I mixed it up and it was like eating a weird Italian cheese oatmeal.
I like the fact that you show something of like a complete disrespect / detachment towards your coworkers.
It was fine.
That kind of makes me happy.
What do you mean?
I always want to see you. Kind of want to see you at work, just to see how you interact with people who aren't the people here at the club.
Yeah, it's actually weird because I act very different in all sorts of settings. Like, I have three groups of friends, three groups of people: my family, my coworkers, and then everything outside of that.
Okay.
And I don't like any three of them meeting. Because then they're like, oh, this is not how you act at home. What do you mean you're talking about searching for hand jobs on Google? My mom would be confused and furious. At work.
She'd be furious?
She'd be like,
she'd say, why don't you just try this porn site? It has a search engine in it. You don't have to go through Google and randomly find a hand job.
That's the thing. Some websites have better videos than others, and that's all I'm going to say. That's not all I'm going to say.
Son, I'm going to send you a little link in the email. It's redtube.com. I think this is going to help you out a lot.
Or Xvideos. I like Xvideos myself.
I like... Do you? I like going to Google Video Search and just typing and then looking at the thumbnails and go, this one. And then if it has good related videos, I'm like, all right, check these out too. And then I have like 12 browser windows open.
Yeah.
Well, and then I turn my phone off and I forget about it. And then someone's like, hey, who was in that movie? I'm like, hold on, let me check Wikipedia. Oh! This is... Dicks everywhere. Not dicks.
Breadsticks.
Breadsticks.
12 tabs full of breadsticks.
Damn it.
Mozzarella sticks.
Yeah.
MeltyMozzarellaSticks.com.
I just realized that probably would have been a good ender right there, but we don't have...
If we had music to play, we don't even have to clap.
We don't have it. We so have much. No audience members. We have Lori, who's at the bar because... Our friend works at the bar right now because she has no customers, so she's watching in the front row. And we don't have anyone playing voice.
Let's reveal some secrets and call it a day.
Okay.
Scott, please have me back because this has been delightful.
Okay, I'll see what I can do.
I'll just go kill John Egan and
well, that's
permanent.
That's dark.
I've been dreaming of it for years.
Oh, is that the secret?
luckily, he never listens to these.
He does, though.
Does he?
He does.
How does he find time?
John,
hi, John.
John, your wife is hot. Your dog is adorable, and you're funny right now, being at the Skyline, which is hard.
It probably has some people there.
I just got a text that said, "Come hither."
What?
Anyways, my secret I was going to share was...
You just got a text to come hither?
No. Come Heather. No, I have a thing about cups, drinking out of cups. I shared last week, I don't, you know, teeth. But when I have people come over to my house, I feel weird about them drinking out of my cups. So I buy specific cups for guests to drink out of. Because I don't want them to drink out of my cups.
I feel bad. I was just at your house a couple days ago. Did I drink out of the wrong
cup? No.
Okay.
Was that just the green one?
Yeah.
That's not even my cup. So I'm okay. That's why I have those big white
ones. Whose cup was it?
My brother's.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. It's about like, because I buy certain ones that I like. Okay. And then like, if people use them, like, that's mine. It's just like saying, hey,
you're
I bought these.
Very possessive about things.
I sure am.
Yeah. I was really surprised because I kind of get that vibe off you. It was during the marathon when you asked me to go get that that raffle prize at your house.
Yeah.
You gave me a key to your house, and I went there when nobody was there. I'm like, for some reason, I feel like this is a huge deal, and I tried really hard, like, don't disturb anything, because this is mostly Scott's.
Yeah.
But you did pee in the corner. So
I did totally pee in the corner. Rub my balls on your amiibos.
Well, I hate to say it. The only reason why I let you do that was because it was for Lori. All right, Mike or Tony, secret part?
I was listening to music today. That's not the secret. I enjoy funk.
Yeah,
music from like the 70s.
Uh-huh.
Like Parliament. I was listening to that, and I was listening to I forget now. I don't know who does it. The Revolution Will Not Be Televised.
Oh, that's Gil Scott Heron.
Yeah,
I love Gil Scott Heron.
No matter what I say on any like artistic thing, Tony will know.
Yeah,
not always, but when it comes to 70s funk.
But I enjoy. I can listen to funk for a long period of time. When you get in the funk, you can't get back out of it. And I can just groove to the funk. It could be the same beat over and over, and I can just listen to it. That's my secret.
No, actually, I know the feeling, because like when I listen to like sometimes like techno or electronica music, you'll listen to a certain song and you feel weird when people are around you because you feel like, oh, I love this song, like Robot Rock from Daft Punk. Like that song is just like, it's just like, that's the funk. Never mind. But still like I can't think of it right now. But yeah, when it's going, it's just repeating over and over again. I'm like, this song should be 5 minutes longer. And I imagine people in the car going, this is the same four notes.
Yeah.
Please change it. But like, I could like, fuck, I could just listen to this. Yeah. I actually got the, I just recently bought, because it popped up in Pandora, the Daft Punk Alive 2007 album.
Yeah.
It's fucking fantastic. And I just keep my car and it's constantly looping. What it is the whole concert is them, every track is them mixing two of their songs, and then it leads into two different other songs, and it's fucking great. It's so good. And then the last song that they play is the first song that they play on the CD.
So they did a mashup of their own stuff?
Yeah. It's cool. So cool. So you're like listening, like, oh, it's like, I don't remember the name of the songs, but like you listen to this, the like Around the World, and then
are they French?
I don't know.
French.
Are they?
They're French robot men.
They were, because there was some thing where they were doing like a We Are the World sort of group, a bunch of different artists coming together to sing a song or do some project together. And they were there in full robot gear.
Yeah.
Interacting with other, talking to Dave Matthews, I think. It was a weird moment. He was just like talking to them,
Like they weren't robot men. They're just like, oh, hey.
Or like they were robot men and that's okay.
And that's fine. Yeah, he was really casual about it. I don't know if it was David.
Or like when they went to the premiere of Tron Legacy, which they did the soundtrack for. And they were like robot heads and tuxedos.
I just want to know, like, those must be the most comfortable. Like, because they had to have spent so much time saying, you need to make these as fucking comfortable as possible. So we're in concert, or we're sweating our ass off for an hour and a half. These fucking things, but we need to see, we need to listen, we need to do everything for this concert to make it enjoyable for everybody. But
yeah, it's not like fogging up inside or riding weird.
It's got to be like fucking.
Or they're actually robots.
I know they've redesigned them several times as they come. Yeah, either they're robots and they upgrade the chassis, or they've redone these masks several times and refined them.
Yeah,
the most comfortable robot men on the
planet. I can imagine is like they have to be like Iron Man, like where it's like fans and like liquid nitrogen like flowing through it so it doesn't overheat and shit.
I would
like,
love a suit full of liquid nitrogen so that I did not overheat.
Seems like a disaster waiting to happen,
though. Yeah.
I welcome that disaster.
Spray in the face with liquid nitrogen.
All right, Tony.
All right, before I tell secret end the show, I'm going to selfie because, hey, it's us and nobody else. Okay, cool.
Hey, Laurie.
All right,
my secret, which I actually told Lori a couple days ago, is that I used to be a tremendous kleptomaniac, but I used to be it especially when I worked at Hollywood Video back in the day, because I wasn't a manager, but I found out when they left the door open one day that of all the black security domes that were up in the roof over the store, only one actually had a camera inside.
Yep.
And it was the one. You're smiling like you know.
Oh, no. Continue.
Okay. Well, so I was just like, well, okay, these people are paying me shit and this job is terrible. Lift product off shelf, take magnetic stripe off, put in bag, and walk out. And that's. Nowadays, I buy my movies like legitimately, but yeah. That was, I like to think I contributed to the whole chain going out of business.
Jesus.
You may have, yeah. Luckily, they're not going to listen to this.
You know what?
Even if they were, what are they going to do?
They fucking deserve it.
Like, you owe us $17 now. That copy of Kung Fu Panda.
Copy of Good Will Hunting is expensive.
I don't know how old you are.
They charged like $70 per cassette back then.
Because
they
had to raise prices because someone kept fucking stealing them.
Oh, no, that was before I started stealing.
Someone else was stealing them.
I drove it up to $90 at least. But yeah, I told Lori that. She was like, really? I'm like, yep. Giant. Now I'm reformed. I'm a reformed criminal.
Yeah. As long as you don't. Rewind back to... I don't know.
Did you tell your secret already?
Yeah.
He did.
The cups.
What do you think of the audience and Tony? Do you think it was Tony?
I think it was
the addition of... Because that's the one thing we changed.
To be fair... Not to be fair, but...
To be unfair.
Remember when you had your movie podcast?
Oh, I remember, yeah.
The exact same thing happened. There was like 12 people maybe in the audience, and then they kept leaving, and then by the end, it was like... It was me, you, Tucker... and then Laurie in the voice booth, and then who else was up there? John? No. You, me, Tucker, one other person was on stage.
Yeah. No, I like to think I'd drive out the riffraff.
Okay.
Unfortunately, our entire audience is riffraff.
It's
sad but true. Sorry. I hope you never have me back and your podcast becomes a great success.
It will, by Olive Garden. The only garden you can... It's not fresh, it's sub telling garden.
Good night, everybody. Good night. There you go. Massive applause. Insert sound effect. Yay. Of massive applause.
Because we talked about how there was no one here.
Yeah. Oh my god, I love you and I'm a pizza girl. I'm gonna have your breadstick babies. I'm stuffed crust. I'll let you put your sausage in me.
Good night.